Hello and welcome to What Hurts, What Helps, and What Heals, the Mental Monologues podcast hosted by Jaron Dobie. Licensed clinical social worker and an outpatient mental health therapist, this podcast is produced by Turing Theatre of North Carolina, a not-for-profit, active-producing professional theatre that celebrates the ongoing human search for dignity across lines of ethnicity, gender, economic status, religion, and age.
Unfortunately, school shootings are on the rise in America. Meet Mia Johnson as she deals with the horror of witnessing this violence.
It happened on an overcast Valentine's Day. I noticed a student holding an impossible stack of books and papers struggling with the door, so I held the door open for them. Suddenly, there was a shotgun ringing on the other side of a classroom door. I turned to face the sound in disbelief, just in time to see the same student throw the books and papers in the air. I watched the paper swirl and fall in slow motion. Finally, my instinct took over and I ran. How many shooters are there? Where will I be safe? Am I going to die? Questions in my head pounded as loudly as my heart, but I kept running. I screamed, "There's a shooter! Run!" Some people started running, but most looked confused. I ran for a long time because nowhere felt safe enough for me to stop. Finally, I came to a stop in the parking lot far away from campus. The phone lines were jammed for hours. When I finally was able to call my mom, I was shaking. Hearing her voice on the other end was more comforting than anything in the universe. "I'm okay, Mom. I'm okay. It's all right. I'm okay." I repeated these words over and over. The next few days are a blur. And I kept telling myself I had no reason to be so upset. It wasn't like I had been in the classroom. I need to get over it. When school opened up weeks later, I was ready and eager to return. My first class was in the auditorium, like the one where the shooting had happened. I took a deep breath and found a seat and tried to feel normal. But I couldn't. A spot on the back of my head started pounding and felt burning hot. My body was reacting to the paranoid thoughts gathering like a storm cloud. That's where the bullet is going to go. And that is where I'm going to get shot. My mind tried to convince me. I attempted to console myself, whispering sweetly that I was safe. There was a loud slam and someone burst in the door after class had already begun. That was my breaking point. I could not stop the panic attack. I gathered my thoughts and ran out of the room, collapsing into a puddle in the hallway. I sobbed and shook until the feeling subsided. What was wrong with me? I kept telling myself it should not be so hard, that I did not need to act this way, that I am stronger than this. There were grief counselors brought in for students who needed to talk, but I told myself that they were for people who have been in the classroom. I had run. I did not get shot. I did not go into the room to help anyone or to try to stop the gunman. The guilt I feel is crippling.
All right. Yeah, this is a subject that for anyone with a heart is just very heavy. And of course, we're talking about, you know, gun violence, more particularly in the school setting, as we heard, you know, Maya detail. You know, trauma hits families, individuals, cities, neighborhoods, states, the country, the planet. I mean, it affects everybody. And it definitely is something that impacts people in different ways, but it's about giving it a face, right? Like, we know the ugly sides of that, and getting down to the details of it, of course, in relation to trauma, like it's more so an emotional response to a terrible event, like an accident, sexual assault, rape, or natural disaster. And trauma is something, of course, that can be, you know, experienced directly and indirectly. Like, if you learn about something that happens to someone, right, it's something that can impact you and have, like, of course, emotional side effects, physical side effects as well. You know, we're talking about people that experience flashbacks, y'all, that relive these horrific moments that have happened within their lives, or the horrific moments that they have learned about in different ways. Nightmares, night terrors. Gosh, we're talking about the avoidance of physical cues, emotional cues. I mean, just imagine, right? Avoiding conversations or avoiding thoughts and feelings that are associated with something that has anything to do with hurt. I mean, all the way down to concentration and fatigue and even your appetite. Like, this thing is trauma just hits people in so many different ways. But when we get down to the school shootings, which is a horrific, traumatic event, no matter how it is that you slice it. You know, taking a look at the Generation Zers. And when I say the Generation Zers, folks, I'm talking about folks that were pretty much born between the years of 1997 to 2012. Like, there was a study that was performed by the American Psychological Association around 2018-ish, and literally it was recorded that 3/4 of the Generation Zers that reported that shootings as a large source of stress, and that high-profile issues are significant stressors for them. High-profile issues. But how are they learning about these things, of course? This is my generation, right, that was born into the tablets and social medias of the world in different ways. And, I mean, experiencing, I mean, the technology different, right, than, of course, their younger counterparts in those particular ways. But, I mean, the exposure to, I mean, mainstream media and just like traumatic events that happen are right there at their fingertips, right there at their fingertips. That there are families that this is happening to, that they have to rewatch this over and over, not just on television, right? But we're talking about on various like online platforms. I mean, these things are even popping up in games that children are playing. So if you, it's really hard to avoid it. I mean, you couldn't avoid it if you wanted to. But it's something that we have to talk more about because it's affecting people. I mean, 60% of men and around 50% of women, if I'm not mistaken, experience at least one traumatic event in their lives. I mean, think about that. And the likelihood of that goes up depending on your environment and who you're raised around, right? What it is that you're actively involved in, or what it is that you actually choose to expose yourself to. I mean, this is a real topic affecting real people every day. And unfortunately, you know, some of the events that happen cost the lives of young children. This is something that is not okay. And, you know, as a mental health professional, but more importantly, as a father, this is something that we can't help but to think of. But to make sure, of course, that we remain hopeful that everything is okay when we send our children to school. You know, I would be remiss if I did not say that if you've ever experienced any kind of traumatic event in your life and it is affecting you in some way possible, please, please make sure that you seek help. You do not have to suffer in silence, and not everyone will take notice of those unforeseen scars that you carry around every day. You know, we have to do a better job of bonding together and knowing when to seek help and knowing when to make sure that we can be of support to another person. I thank you all for listening to this. And I hope that it definitely does help someone. Is it you?
This project was supported by the North Carolina Arts Council, a division of the Department of Natural and Cultural Resources, with funding from the National Endowment for the Arts.